Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Thank you for tuning into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and welcome back to Live Better. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and this show is all about cutting through the noise when it comes to health, fitness, mindset, and optimizing your life. I've been through the highs and the lows, dealing with gut issues and autoimmune conditions, and completely rebuilding my body from the inside out. I started this show because I know what it feels like to feel lost in your health, frustrated with the mainstream advice, and looking for real answers that actually work. That's exactly what we do here, real conversations with people who've been through it, figured it out, and can help you do the same. And today's guest is one of those people, Nick Holes. This guy is one of the sharpest minds when it comes to gut health, fitness, and optimizing how you feel every single day. But he's not just someone I know from the internet. Well, kind of. We met in person last year on an unforgettable retreat to Morocco. That trip was wild. We rode camels through the desert, explored ancient cities, and had some of the most eye-opening conversations about health, gut healing, and spirituality, and how to truly take control of your body and mind. Then, later next year, we ended up in Morocco again, continuing with those same deep conversations, this time surrounded by more incredible people, more incredible food, and people looking to elevate themselves in some way, shape, or form. What I love about Nick is that he doesn't just talk about health, he lives it. He's someone who's gone through his own battles, figured out what works, and is now helping others do the same. He's not here to sell quick fixes or follow fads. He's here to talk about what actually moves the needle when it comes to gut health, fitness, and even the spiritual side of wellness that most people completely ignore. So today, we're getting into some really important topics, the spiritual side of health, because if your mindset, beliefs, and energy are off, no diet or workout plan is going to save you. Blood and stool testing, how important it is, what you should actually be looking for, and how can it completely change the way you approach your health. Gut health strategies, do you need to be locked in 24/7, or is there a smarter way to circle in and out? How do you make gut health work for your lifestyle instead of it becoming your whole life? Real world applications that you can do today to make a difference in your energy recovery and performance. So by the end of this episode, you'll walk away with practical, no BS strategies you can use to take control of your health, make smarter decisions, and live better. So get ready. This one is packed with golden insights that could change the way you approach your mind and body forever. So let's get into it right after this.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
And this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I have an awesome guest on with me today, Nick Holes, the great, a guy that I believe is one of the best when it comes to gut health, someone that I would personally turn to, and I did turn to yesterday for advice on how to fix my gut. I'm dealing with some leaky gut myself, trying to get that back on track. And you know, if anyone has problems like that, Nick is the guy to go to. But Nick, how are you doing? I miss you, brother.
I'm great, man. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, man. Likewise. Before we jump into it, I want the audience to know a little bit about you. So just tell us what you're about, your age, and where you reside.
Yeah, so I'm 24. Right now, I don't drive a lot, but I'm from outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And spent a lot of time in Florida, so I flip-flop back and forth between two states. And I'm a health coach in shorts. I do basically teach people to cook and also fix their health, mostly to help them get lean and fix their gut health. So that's basically what I do. A lot of cooking stuff implemented into that, though.
And what drove you into this field? I kind of know your story a little bit, but what was the eye-opening decision to start getting into gut health, getting into cooking, and start to teach other people about how they can help fix their life as well?
Yeah, so I've always been a very curious person, like always asking questions since I was younger. And I got my blood test back from my primary care doctor, just regular doctor, and he was like, yeah, everything's good except you have high cholesterol, stop eating steak and eggs. And I'm like, all right, I know enough about health to know that's not good advice. So I sought a second opinion, and I went to a functional medicine doctor who was a friend of my friend. And he's like, dude, you're a mess. You have leaky gut, three parasites, toxins, and you're anemic. You have chronically low testosterone. And I was like, whoa. So it just opened my eyes to, because at the time I thought I was healthy. I thought what I was doing was healthy. So I had this moment of like, oh, maybe I don't really know as much as I think I do. And I started to realize the importance of not just exercise and nutrition, but everything in between, also the truth about exercise and nutrition. So ever since then, I've been trying to share the truth with people as non-biased as possible and then help them discover better health, however they want to do that for themselves.
You mentioned seeing a holistic practitioner and that kind of helping you, you know, switch to where you're at now. And I can relate to that as well. Without a holistic practitioner, I definitely wouldn't be where I'm at right now. How important is it to find a holistic practitioner? And I guess, would you kind of recommend people stray away from actual doctors when it comes to this type of issues?
Yeah, so I mean, dude, it's so important. I think even if you're somebody like me who helps people fix their gut issues, it's important to have someone who's even more educated than you and knows more than you, helping you with your own stuff. You continue to learn because it's such a such a nuanced and detailed topic. And you know, there's always more to learn. And I do think it is very important to leave conventional medicine and go to functional medicine because they were not taught this in school. Like, a lot of what we know about the gut is very recent, and these are things that they do not learn through, at least to my knowledge. Most of the things they learned are very, I guess you could say, out of date. So I think it's very important to seek these people in different fields, not necessarily different fields, but with different titles, who do things differently. Also more than natural way if that's something that you are looking for.
Yeah, and I think it was something like gut health has only been really deep dived into within the past 20 years, which is kind of crazy because a lot of this other stuff has been researched for the past hundreds of years. And now knowing how important gut health is to having a healthy body and a healthy mind and the gut-brain axis, it's kind of crazy how delayed we were with finding out the importance of that. So, speaking on a different component of, gut health and something that people might overlook is you kind of emphasize the spiritual component of health. How do you think our beliefs, mindsets, or emotions impact physical health?
Yeah, this is so important. And you see it with a lot of people, even a lot of coaches online, people who are like into bodybuilding especially. You see a lot of disordered eating. I've been there myself. You see a lot of, a lot of people are just like very self-conscious, and they use, fitness as a way to try to feel better about themselves, but everything ultimately is still, there's always a hole there. And going to the gym and eating well doesn't necessarily fill that unless you dig like deep into your subconscious and like change the way you think about certain things. You know, you start to ask yourself big questions like, do I believe in God? What does that mean? What kind of relationship do I have with this thing? So that's where I think things start to get really important. And also just, your belief in yourself. Like, do you believe that you can get through absolutely anything? Because if you can't, especially the things you're dealing with, nothing will get better. Your belief in yourself is real. They've done so many studies on placebo, and like when people truly believe in something, even if they say someone takes the supplement, the other person doesn't, but the person who doesn't take the supplement believes the supplement was helping them, they could get even better results than the person taking the supplement. So it's just incredible what the power of your thoughts can do for you.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Mindset is a big factor into the overall wellness of your body. I mean, I had the mindset, I had the mindset that I couldn't get sick. And I was really I believed that. And I also was doing the stuff to back it up. Like, I was eating a clean diet 24/7. I was not missing the gym ever. And I didn't get sick during that period. And then I kind of started eating bad and whatnot. So it kind of, belief kind of went away, and we'll tie that. I want to tie that back to something in a little bit, but you mentioned fitness. That's kind of like a gateway drug into the whole other side of health. I mean, some people don't reach that and they just gym bro it the rest of their life. But I mean, that's kind of how I got to where I was at, was, starting in the gym and then realizing, okay, I want to get better. I want to eat healthier. Okay, what's in my food? Okay, seed oils. Stuff that's not supposed to be there, dyes. Okay, how do I avoid that? All right, what's this? What's that? And it kind of, leads you into that path. Do you see a lot of clients that come to you that start with fitness and then kind of go down that path as well?
Yeah, mostly guys, I'd say. I see a lot of women are really into either skincare or like supplementation, sometimes like things like sauna, red light therapy. They love these like almost like shiny objects. And then once they start doing one of those things, they realize, oh my God, this thing makes me feel better. Like, let me try these other natural things to make me feel better. And then they start going to the gym and eating better. So I think sometimes for a lot of men, like, they just go with their friends to the gym and they're like, wow, like, I feel great doing this. This is fun. And I'm looking better. And yeah. So, but I'd say it really depends on the person. It really does. I think some women as well also get into food and like cooking and stuff, and maybe they're a little overweight, they like to cook, and then they learn how to cook healthy, and then that, you know, starts like a whole like segment of them just starting to get healthier over time. So I think it depends on the person.
We probably got about 60 seconds here. Can you give us a little bit of how could someone who is just starting their fitness journey get themselves into more of the, I don't know the right word, the other aspect of fitness and health, but not overwhelm themselves?
Yeah, so I would say start with movement, with diet, and recovery. And when I say recovery, I mean just trying to mitigate stress levels outside of your movement. And, you know, just doing something like very simple, just moving your body, you know, maybe weightlifting a few times a week, doing some cardio, getting some more steps in, you know, for food, just eating real whole foods. And then recovery is just like, how can you mitigate your stress levels? Prayer, meditation, sleeping better, getting enough sunlight. So all of those things kind of fall under that. And I'd say that's like a pretty good package for people to run with off the beginning.
Okay, you heard it there. That's how you jump into it. We're talking to Nick Holes on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and you're tuned in to Live Better. We'll be right back after this with more.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we're still here with Nick Poles talking about gut health, mindset, spirituality, and blood testing is coming up. Nick, I want to jump right back into it. Many people focus on diet and exercise, but neglect inner peace and mental clarity. How have you integrated spirituality into your health journey? And I guess a more specific question for you is, I believe you said you do it in your cooking as well.
Yeah, I think it's integrated into everything. You know, and I think that's why it's so important. It's like one of those things where, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. I believe that's like a very accurate quote. And yeah, I'd say, you know, for me, it's first of all, it's about, you know, being able to work with the idea of being present. So for me, meditation is helping me with the idea of being present, more aware of my thoughts, how I move through the world. And then prayer is a way for me to actively seek gratitude and reflect on my life and figure out how I can live closer to God's will for my life every day. So I focus a little bit less on personal goals, a lot less on personal goals, and I focus more on what I think God wants for my life. And I just do everything from there. And it almost gives me a lot more energy. It feels like there's a lot more on the line, considering it's bigger than just me. I'm not doing it just so.
So what are some daily rituals or mindful practices that you would recommend for people trying to connect with their body or their mind or their spirit, or someone that you would tell your client?
Yeah, so I'd say meditation and prayer are like the two go-tos for me. I think the combination of the two are very effective, especially when done in conjunction with each other. I typically will, it really doesn't matter what order. I talk to God like throughout the day, but I typically meditate in the morning. I find that to be very helpful for getting my day started and keeping me focused. And I'd say outside of that, breathwork is very good. But breathwork kind of goes under meditation, in my opinion. All kind of a meditative practice, and I think yoga is like the moving meditation, so I think that's another very helpful one, and I think it's just repetition of that, and then also learning more about both of those things. So it's getting into the word, if it's like God, or getting into certain texts related to meditation, like how to, not necessarily how to, but just learning from people who have been doing it for years.
So last thing before we move on here, I think a lot of people would maybe argue that it's a struggle to stick with these kind of goals because life gets busy. How do you maintain consistency without burning out?
Yeah, I think it's, first of all, it's about like starting small. I mean, my meditations are anywhere from like 5 to 10 minutes a day. And then talking to God is whenever I have a free minutes or a free 10 minutes. Sometimes even an hour. It depends how much time I have. It doesn't need to be a while to get the habit going. And once you get the habit going, I think it's fine. But if you're really, really, really struggling with time, I think you need to ask yourself. I think it's important to ask yourself, am I spending time on things that are not going to move the needle to the life that I want to live as much as things like prayer and meditation? And then I think you'll find the time. because I think everybody has these things where it's like, I kind of want to do less of this and more of that. So I think it's just really important to like, sit down and reflect and think about what those things are and, you know, start scheduling your day a little bit more so you know where the time is for those things. That really helps me, like, when I'm not my day out.
Yeah, and starting with small increments of time too, I think helps as well. I get the big head where it's like, okay, I'm gonna do 15 minutes of silence. I'm just gonna sit there, or I'm gonna do 20 minutes of meditation, and maybe I'll do it one day, and I'm like, oh, I gotta do 20 minutes tomorrow again, and then I just don't do it. So yeah, definitely starting out with like smaller times and working your way up, and just maybe starting with one thing, with just meditation, and then you can move on to whatever practices you want to do as well.
Exactly.
So you mentioned one of the things that helped you kind of learn more about your body was, I believe you said a blood test, but also stool tests can also reveal hidden health issues. How important is testing before making diet changes or making big movements in your life?
Yeah, so very, very important, but I do think it is important to start with making the lifestyle changes. And then once you make the lifestyle changes, you already know, like, hey, I'm doing all the lifestyle stuff, now how do things look? And if things are still an issue, then it's really easy for you to pivot. But if you go and get your blood and your stool tested before you change your lifestyle and you're literally, like, a super disgusting lifestyle, then, yeah, your blood work's probably not going to look good, and your stool test's probably not going to look good, and I can tell you that without getting tests done. So I think it's important to do the basics and the groundwork and lay the framework for yourself. But then once you have that done, I would say get blood work every 6 months, and the first time you get blood work, get stool in conjunction with it. I think having them with each other is, like, really, really good, especially when interpreting, like, do you have any serious health issues? And then from there, you just get blood. But I think it's good to start with.
Now, is there anything that comes to mind that people should look out for in their blood test or high markers and something, or should they just leave that up to whoever they're giving that paper to?
Yeah, definitely do not do that yourself. I'm still trying to figure it out. It's such a complicated process. There's so much going on in the human body. And, you know, one marker could be a certain way, but it affects other markers too. So even if you just know one marker, it doesn't mean anything because you have to know what one marker means in conjunction with all the other markers. So I would say to have someone who is really, really good at doing that stuff and reading that stuff and that you trust, you know, if you're not sure, if you can't find a person or whatever, feel free to reach out to me. I'm sure I'll give my socials at the end of this. I'm always happy to help with things like that. But I do think it's important to put it in someone else's hands and not try to figure it out on their own, because trying to do that can lead to a lot of other issues. Unless you're like fully invested in learning how to read blood work, but it takes a very, very long time.
Yeah, I had to leave that in my practitioner's hands. I was looking at it because I wanted to see if I could know what the markers were early before I had the meeting with her. So I just ran it through ChatGPT, and it told me the stuff. Obviously, it didn't give me the deep dive of what I needed to do to fix it, but it's interesting stuff when you look at the paper. So I guess for someone who's never done a deep dive or has, you know, taken that leap to change their habits, I guess, depending on how deep they are in bad habits, or, you know, if they're kind of just, you know, teeter-tying on like the side of good and bad, should they gradually transition into it, or should they just go all in? Is there anything that people need to look out for if they just go all in? Or, I mean, what's your take on that?
On gut health?
Gut health, yeah, we'll say gut health, yes.
Okay, it's tough because gut health is everything. And that's why I think it's so important, because when your gut's healthy, it makes your life easier. When your gut's unhealthy, it makes your life harder. So I'd say it's almost important to prioritize it from the start. Like, prioritizing more exercise and eating real food and getting sleep, like, that's really, really good for your gut. Sunlight, really, really good for your gut. These are all very basic things I think almost everybody knows to do now, considering they've been blasted social media millions of times. And I think these are the very basic things, like, and they do help with the gut. So I don't think there's anything specifically to be hesitant about. It's not just like very overwhelming thing. But, you know, like we talked about, we are getting into more like in-depth testing and trying to diagnose things. Like, do not try to diagnose yourself with things. I've seen people struggle for years and years and years. I still know people. They're like, yeah, I've been sick for 4 years. And they, like, won't pay for, like, you know, working with someone or getting tests done. And it's tough to watch, tough to see, because I know that it's like you're throwing darts with your eyes closed. You don't really know what you're going to hit. You don't know what's going to happen. So that would be my biggest, like, thing to caution people with is, like, don't try to diagnose yourself.
You mentioned that people see a lot of stuff on social media now, so they, you know, they hear about stuff. But there's a lot of bad information out there. A lot of people who act like they know what they're talking about, that they're really phonies. They don't really know what they're talking about. Do you have any people in mind that come to your head that you go to for your advice, or that someone that you feel confident in that gives real advice?
Yeah, there's a ton of people. I think, you know, a lot of stuff is like referrals. Like when you know somebody who went through someone's program, you know, you trust that person. And like, how did they like that person? How did they like working with them? Did they get results? Yada, yada, yada. I think that's really important to understand. And like, I think a lot of times you get on the phone with someone, like, do you feel like that person really wants to help you? Do you feel like that person really cares about you? Or they just kind of take from you? And I think it's really easy to flush out the opposites there. And furthermore, I think if you're not signing a contract to the point where you can get out of the coaching experience, and there's some type of guarantee, like if you do all the work that they said they want you to do within the contract and you don't get results, like you should get your money back. And if there's no contract or anything saying anything like that, then you should not work with that person. Like, I'm very, very adamant about, like, every person I work with, like,
hey, Nick, I have to cut you off really quick. We're coming up on a break right now. I'm Blake Byrne. You're tuning in to Live Better, and we'll be right back after this with more.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in with me and Nick to finish up this segment. Nick, I have a friend who does construction all year. What tips and tricks would you give to someone in a labor-intensive job to stay healthy? I mean, these jobs, like, for example, this job, it could be a 12-hour day or a 16-hour day. It could be, a morning to night, or it could be a night to morning. How do people who have jobs like that do the best that they can to live a healthy life and to kind of offset all those issues?
I would say a big thing for somebody like that is to mitigate their stress levels. Right, they're moving all day and that's stressful on the body. So I think more time for things that are very relaxing, massages, like weekly massages, meditations, the prayer you already talked about, yoga. And I would say, weightlifting is cool, but don't do a lot of the movements you're doing for work. So if you're lifting a lot of stuff over your head, or if you're pulling a lot of stuff off the ground, I would say it's not as necessary to do things like RDLs or deadlifts or shoulder presses because you're already working those muscles a lot. Just focus on working the muscles you're not working at work, and don't train any more than 3 times a week at the gym. Be my best advice. So try to train on days where you're not doing construction. What was that?
No, go for it. Go for it.
I would say also, like, if you're working outside, just like stay hydrated. Make sure you're getting enough potassium. So people get a lot of salt. If they don't get enough potassium. So stuff like fresh fruits, dairy, orange juice, and things of that nature.
Is there anything that these people should be meal prepping specifically, or kind of just should it be more so curated to themselves? Or is there anything that you would, kind of add to someone's meal prep?
Yeah, I would say whatever you like to eat cold is the best answer. If you don't like to eat stuff cold, canned fish is great. Beef jerky is great, but that stuff gets old to me. I don't mind eating burgers cold. I don't mind eating shrimp, salmon cold. I don't mind eating chicken breast or thighs cold. Thighs I do prefer. Chicken breast can kind of get a little dry cold. So I think it's about knowing which would you like to eat cold for proteins, and then making all your sides things you don't have to cook, like raw cheese or fruits or vegetables that don't need to be cooked, like carrots, and incorporating a lot of that stuff in your diet. Yeah, I would just say those are probably the two biggest things.
People think that eating healthy takes a lot of time. I know that you kind of advocate for cooking. What are some quick meal hacks that people can use as a home chef, I guess you could say?
Yeah, I'll give three for the sake of time. I think the first one is ground meat. Just super stupid, simple dinner. Just chuck a pound of ground beef on a pan and just chop it up and let it cook. Maybe some raw carrots on the side, a little bit of sauerkraut, some raw cheese, bang, you got yourself a meal. You can also do stuff another good one is like yogurt bowls and smoothies. You don't have to cook them. You can mix things like that, like yogurt. I do frozen fruit, and it'll melt into the yogurt, creates like a flavored yogurt. Really, really good. You can add stuff like raw honey, you can add cacao nibs, bee pollen, chia seeds, tons of great toppings, fresh herbs, lemon juice, lime juice, things like that. So there's a lot of really cool things you can do with that. And then I would say the third one is, it's a little bit more of a complicated thing to put together, but it saves you a ton of time in the long run. I like stews and soups. You can put like 8 pounds of meat in, and you know, you basically drop it all in, let it cook for overnight or whatever, and then the next day you got all this food. You can just store it, and then you also have broth for the week. You got meat, you got veggies for the week. Easy to digest, super tasty. I feel great whenever I eat it. So I'd say those are probably three recipes to keep in your arsenal at all times.
That's very smart. And you can make large batches of that, and it lasts you a little while too. And it's easy to conceal as well and use as another meal. So I guess staying on the food subject, a lot of people have leaky gut and they don't even realize it. And a lot of these people won't get tested to go get leaky gut. Is there any way that, you know, for the people that won't go get tested, just to make sure, is there any easy ways to start to heal that leaky gut, or to kind of maintain it and start to repair that gut lining?
Like I said, I wouldn't self-diagnose yourself, you know? And it's just really hard to know. Like, so say you have leaky gut, but you also have stuff like bacterial overgrowth, and you have IBS, and you have maybe Crohn's disease. I guess a whole different situation. You know, the healing journey is not the same. So you may be right about leaky gut, but you may have tons of other things that dictate how you should feel. So, again, like, I would say, you know, talk to somebody who you trust. If you can't find that person, like I said, I'm more than happy to communicate with you. But I really do think it's important, like, if you think you have a serious issue, to talk to somebody who knows more than you and can help you figure out what's really going on.
So as a coach, what's one common mistake people make with supplements that they're wasting their money on, or something that you kind of think is BS that is, you know, a lot of people hype up? Or maybe there's a few.
Two things. I'd say the first thing is like lack of like quality. They get a supplement that's really bad quality and then they write the supplement off, even though there's the same supplement but just better quality out there that actually does good things. And the second thing would be they take a supplement just because they get shiny object syndrome and they don't have a specific reason for taking it. There should be a very, very, very specific reason for you taking every single one of your supplements, and you should be able to explain that to anybody.
And then what are some supplements that will boost, I guess, on top of food? I know you should get a lot of your vitamins and, anything that you can substitute for food, then rather than taking a pill, you should do. But for the people that can't, what are those supplements that are gonna propel you forward and move that needle?
Yeah, I think it depends on the person. A lot of women are deficient in iron, and that just means more organ meats and more red meats. And I think a lot of people are deficient in B12, or oysters, or seafood, shellfish, a lot of B12. And then as far as supplements go, like things I recommend to most people are magnesium, very, very hard to get from the human diet. I really like magnesium glycinate to take that at night, and then to help me sleep. And I also really, really like creatine, makes you look better, and really, really good for your brain. I would suggest 10 to 15 grams a day, as there's new research out showing that it's much more efficient than taking 5 grams a day, which is what previous research.
Yeah, I love creatine. I have these like strides of like I'll take it for a while and then I'll forget to take it. It's a bad habit. But for any parents listening out there that their kids come to you and you're like, hey, can I get creatine? And you say no, let them. Creatine is one of the most studied supplements out there. There's really no, I don't think there is a negative side effect to it unless you're already predisposition to hair loss. Then I think you're good. But yeah, creatine is definitely, I can second that as it's one of the best supplements that you can take for your health. Staying on, I guess, creatine is a recovery supplement as well. What's your go-to recovery protocol after a tough day or a week or maybe a high-stress week or maybe a long few weeks of travel as well?
Yeah, get off my phone is one. Get into nature. And I really try to dial my sleep in. Usually my sleep's a little off if I'm traveling a lot. I just keep it super simple. I keep my days very simple. Nothing crazy, nothing highly stressful until I get back into a groove, and then I can start upping the I guess, the stressful workouts or whatever it is. But I think it's important to know when to turn the dial up and when to turn the dial down in that way.
So what about fasting and grounding as a way of recovery or a reset?
Yeah, grounding's great. So when you go outside, like I'm barefoot right now, I'm outside. Go outside barefoot as much as you can. Super, super, super great for your stress levels. Basically, you get instantly de-stressed when you touch a bare piece of the earth or concrete. It's actually anything that's basically connecting you directly to the earth. And then, sorry, what was the other thing you asked?
Fasting.
Oh, yeah. So I wouldn't do it every day because, like, a fast is like a stress on the body. So, like, intermittent fasting, you're just constantly stressing yourself. I think it's a no-go. For a lot of people, it can tank your metabolism, cause issues with your gut. I think it caused some of mine, or at least took part in it. But I do think the occasional fast is great, especially for the spiritual benefits. Like, start to have so much more gratitude for the food that you're eating. I think it's really good. So, like, I typically do, like, an 18 to 24-hour fast every week or two. And then every once in a while, probably, like, once a year, I'll do, like, a 2 to 4 day fast. Water fast.
Correct me if I'm wrong as well. From what I've heard is when you do a 3 to 5 day fast, you kill a lot of your gut microbiome. How do you reset that? And how do you go into replenishing it with good microbiomes or good microbes rather than, you know, refilling it with bad ones?
Well, you're basically letting the harmful bacteria starve out, but the beneficial bacteria will not go anywhere, which is great.
Oh, really? So the good bacteria stays no matter what?
I don't know if no matter what. Don't quote me on that. I'm sure there might be some situations that would call for it, but yeah. From basically everything that I know, it's all the healthy bacteria stays and the unhealthy stuff starts out. Because a lot of these unhealthy bacteria, they feed on sugar and they feed on food that you're digesting to stay alive. So when they don't have that, they die off. A lot of people I've seen heal issues, especially like H. pylori, they'll do like 2 week fasts, crazy stuff, and they'll heal it. It's crazy. It's been honestly wild to see.
So then what's your take on cold plunging and saunas? I mean, that's a really big trend nowadays, and within the past 2 years, that's gone up a lot. I don't know what I think about cold plunging. I love the sauna. I want to know your take on that, though, and if you think there's benefits to cold plunging.
Yeah, so I think context matters again. If you're somebody who's very highly stressed and has trouble monitoring your stress levels, I don't think cold plunging all the time would be great because it's just more stress in the system. So consider that. But if your stress is dialed in, I think it's really great. I would do it every other day so you don't get too used to the cold. It has more of an effect on you. You want that shiver response. And then when it comes to sauna, I love sauna. I think everybody can benefit from doing sauna. Great way to detox. And then infrared saunas are great. Just get that infrared light as well. So I think it's all about context again. But sauna for most people is I would advise sauna for more people than I would advise cold plunge, but they're both great tools.
All right, Nick, we got 45 seconds here about coming up on 30. I want you to be able to shout out your socials. You're someone I definitely recommend to see if you have issues with gut health or any issues involving your body.
Yeah, so on all platforms, my tag is D Nick Holtz, DHENICKHOLZ. I'm on X or Twitter, so called Twitter, Instagram. And in the near future, I will be transitioning to YouTube at some point. So I'm excited for that. But just those two platforms for now.
Awesome. I'm excited for it. And I'll be your first subscriber on YouTube. So
let's go.
All right, Nick, thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. And I'm assuming it's probably a very beautiful day in Florida. So I appreciate you coming on. And we'll see you next time. That was Nick Holes. Thanks. We'll be right back with more on my closing statement. We'll see you guys in a sec.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Man, what a conversation. Nick Holes dropped some serious wisdom today. And if you were paying attention, you probably picked up on some game-changing insights when it comes to gut health, fitness, and the deeper spiritual side of taking care of your body. A few takeaways that kind of stood out to me was your gut health isn't just about what you eat. It's about your stress, your mindset, and your overall energy. Another one was blood work and stool testing can really give you answers that guessing never will. If you're serious about improving how you feel, get that data to back it up. If you don't feel perfect 24/7, it's about understanding when to go deep and when to ease off while still staying on track. And for my hardworking people out there, especially those in physical demanding jobs, small shifts in hydration, nutrition, and recovery can make a huge impact on your energy and longevity. Now, the real question is, what are you going to do with this information? Because knowledge is only power if you apply it. So if something today resonated with you, take action, whether it's dialing in on your nutrition, getting that first blood test, or even just being more mindful of how you're treating your body, do something today that moves that needle forward. Now, if you love this episode, make sure to tune in next week. Share this with someone who needs to hear it. It replays on the weekends. Honestly, I don't remember what time it replays. I'm assuming it's the same time. So if you're dealing with gut issues, low energy, or feeling stuck with your health, share could help anyone. And you can follow Nick on Instagram and Twitter at the Nick Holz, H-O-L-Z. And as always, if you want more, from me, follow along at burn.blake. And I'll be back next week with another guest, another powerful conversation, and more ways to help you live better. Until then, take care of your body, take care of your mind, and I'll see you next time on Live Better.